In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to take what the church gave us today, the story of Gideon. And I'm looking at Judges 6. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of the Midianites for 7 years. When the Israelites cried out to God on account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to Israel. And he said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you out of Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery, and I delivered you from the hands of the Egyptians and from the hands of all who oppressed you. And I drove them out before you and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not pay any reverence to the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But you have not given heed to my voice." Let me tell you about Judges. The Israelites would be tormented by people who wanted them dead. And after they got this torment, they started to cry out to the Lord to save us. "Save us, Lord, lest we perish." And then the Lord would anoint a judge, and he would be faithful to the judge. And then they would go right back to idolatry, and they would experience the curse. And then they would cry out to God, and God would send another judge. This judge that God sends is Gideon. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak of Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizite, as his son Gideon was beating out the wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites, because they were destroying the land and destroying the wheat. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." Imagine, Gideon is the runt of his father's house, and the angel calls him mighty warrior. You know, that's very interesting. You might feel weak today. You might feel like you have nothing to offer, and the Lord calls you mighty warrior. Gideon answered him, "But sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has this not happened to us? And where are his wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of the Midianites." So what is this all about? God chooses the weakest of the weak to show his power, that he is going to deliver them from the Midianites. Who? Gideon. "I hereby commission you." He responded, "But sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord said to him, "But I will be with you." I tell you, who are you? God says, "I will be with you." In everything that you have to face, God says, "I will be with you." That is real. Moses asked God his name, and God said, "I will be with you. My name is I Am Who I Am, and I will be with you." Do you know that God is with you today? Do you know that the Lord Jesus is with you today? You might feel like the runt of the litter. You might feel like you have no power, just like Gideon. But the Lord said, "I will be with you. But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them." Then he said to him, "If now I have found favor with you, then show me a sign." You know, we see Gideon is into signs. "Show me a sign that is of you, do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you. And he said, I will stay until you return. So Gideon went to his house and prepared a kid and unleavened cakes from ephah of flour, and meat he put in a basket, and the broth he put in a pot, and brought them to him under the oak, and presented them to the angel of God. And the angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened cakes, and put them on this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out to the with the tip of his staff that was in his hand, and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes, and fire sprang up from the rock. He got his sign. And consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes. I tell you, God knows how to give a sign. God knows how to, if we need a sign, God will give us a sign. Wait till we get to another sign that Gideon asked. Then I'll be talking about signs when we reach that. And the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that it was the angel of the Lord. And Gideon said, help me, Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, peace be to you. Do not fear, you shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there for the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day it still stands at Ophrah, which belongs to the Abizites. That night the Lord said to Gideon, take your father's bull, the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal and that belongs to your father, and cut down all the sacred poles that are beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on top of the stronghold here. In order, then, take a second bull and offer it as a burnt offering, and the wood of the sacred pole that you shall cut down. So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord had commanded him. But because he was too afraid of his family and the townspeople to do it by day, he did it by night. And again, God takes into account his weakness. He didn't say, why didn't you do it by day? Gideon was afraid. Gideon is going to have to learn that God is with him. No matter what, we have to learn that God is with us no matter what. That he said, I shall never leave you, nor desert you, nor forsake you. God is with us. And if we are Christian, God is in us. Oh, yes. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. I tell you, God is with us and God is in us. No matter how weak we feel, how weak we experience. Then the townspeople arose early in the morning, and the altar of Baal was broken down, and the sacred pole beside it was cut down, and the second bull was offered on the altar that had been built. So they said to one another, who has done this? After searching and inquiring, they were told, Gideon, the son of Joash. Weak Gideon, remember? He said, I am the runt of the litter of my father's house. Joash did. Then the townspeople said to Joash, bring out your son so that he may die, for he has pulled down the altar of Baal and cut down the sacred pole beside it. And Joash said to all who were arrayed against him, will you contend Baal, or will you defend his cause? Whoever contends for him shall be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him contend for himself. I tell you. In other words, you know, we've torn down the altars of Baal or Baal, and if he is a god, let him contend for himself. But he has no ears to hear, no mouth to speak, no nose to smell. I tell you, it's time to throw down every altar of Baal that we have. your altar bail might be a picture of a Chinese god. Throw it away. I remember praying with someone, and I said to them, "Do you have a statue of the Buddha?" They said they did. I said, "Throw it away. Let's continue. Whoever contends for him shall be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him contend for himself, because his altar has been pulled down." Therefore, on the day of Gideon was called Jerubbaal, that is to say, that let Baal contend for himself, because he pulled down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east came together, and crossing the Jordan, they encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord took possession of Gideon, and he sounded the trumpet, and in the Abiezites were called out to follow him. He sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, and they too were called out to follow him. He also sent messengers to Asher and Zebulun and Naphtali, and they went up to meet them. This is interesting now. We see Gideon has shaky faith, and he's asking the Lord for a fleece. Then Gideon said to God, "In order to see whether you will deliver Israel by my hand, as you have said, I'm going to lay a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece alone, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that you will deliver Israel by my hand, as you have said." And it was so. When he rose early the next morning and squeezed the fleece, he wrung out enough dew from the fleece to fill a bowl with water. And then Gideon said to God, "Do not let your anger burn against you. Let me speak one more time. Let me please make trial with the fleece just one more time. Let the fleece be dry and the ground be filled with dew." And God did so that night. It was dry on the fleece, and only on the ground there was dew. Let me tell you a story. This happened in 1968. The people there said, we had a small prayer group, "Tom, you're going to be the leader." And I said, "My gosh, I can't be the leader." I felt like Gideon. I can't be the leader. So I said, "I lay a fleece before the Lord. If you want me to be a leader, do something to show me you want me to be a leader." And the whole prayer meeting went on, and then at the end of the prayer meeting, I realized there was a fleece in the room. It was a fleece rug. And guess who was on it? Donna Dew. The dew was on the fleece. Oh, yes. God did that miracle. And I became the leader of those people. Oh, yes. The dew, Donna Dew, was on the fleece. It was the fleece rug. And I had to take notice that God did this, and I would do the best I could to lead people in prayer. You can ask the Lord for a fleece. "Lord, show me something if you're for real." That's okay. People who don't believe in God, you say when, "Show me something that will make me know that you're real." I'll never forget the woman in Hingham who said that. And then she left me after I prayed with her. And you know what happened? She called me up that day and said, "I laid a fleece before the Lord, and it happened, and it was impossible for it to happen, but it happened, and I know there is a God, and I know Jesus is Lord." This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Then Gideon and all the troops that were with him rose early and encamped beside the spring of Hadon, and the camp of Midian was north of them, below the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The troops with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into your hands. Israel would only take the credit away from me because there are so many men. My own hand has delivered me. Now therefore proclaim this in the hearing of the troops. Whoever is fearful and trembling, go home. Let them return home. Thus Gideon sifted them out, and 22,000 returned, and 10,000 remained. In other words, the Lord said, with all these men, when you win the victory over the Midianites, you'll say, we did it. God wants to let them know that He did it, not that they did it, but that He did it. Let's continue. Then the Lord said to Gideon, the troops are still too many. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them out for you there. Then when I say, this one shall go with you, he shall go with you. And when I say, this one shall not go with you, he shall not go with you. So he brought the troops down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, all those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps, you shall put to one side. All those who kneel down to drink, putting their hands to their mouth, you shall put to the other side. The number of those that lapped were 300, but all the rest of the troops knelt down to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 that lapped, I will deliver you, and I will give you the Midianites into your hands. All the others go home. So he took the jars of the troops from their hands and the trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel back to their own tents, but remained with 300. The camp of Midian was below him in the valley. Now I'm telling you what happened. There were only 300 people that were going to defeat the Midianites. 300. And guess who would get all the glory? The Lord would get all the glory. He would get all the glory, yes. But that same night the Lord said to him, get up and attack the camp, for I have given it to you and have put it in your hand. But you fear to attack. Go down to the camp with your servant Purah, and you shall hear what they say, and afterwards your hands shall be strengthened to attack the camp. Then he went down with his servant Purah to the outpost of the armed men that were in the camp. The Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east lay along the valley as thick as locusts, and their camels were without number, countless as the sands of the sea. When Gideon arrived there, there was a man telling a dream to his comrade, and he said, I had a dream, and in it was the cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it so that it fell. It turned upside down and the tent collapsed. And his comrade answered, this is no other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into the hands of the Lord has given Midian and all his army. I tell you, they could interpret the signs that they were going to be destroyed. You see, God doesn't need many people. He just needs people whose hearts are sold out to Him. He doesn't need many people. He needs people whose hearts are sold out to Him. Is your heart sold out to Him today? Like, do you really love Jesus? Do you really say, Jesus, I trust in you? And you really trust in Him? Are you really one of His people? You might say, I'm too weak. Hey, look at Gideon. He was the runt of the litter. But the Lord said, I will be with you. And I'm telling you the same thing. God is with you. Jesus is in you. Oh, yes. When we receive Holy Communion, we know that Jesus is in us. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that God can do anything because God is all-powerful? He just needs people whose hearts are sold out. When Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped and he returned to the camp of Israel and said, "Get up, for the Lord has given the army of the Midian into your hand." After he divided the 300 men into three companies and put trumpets into their hands and empty jars with torches inside the jars, he said to them, "Look at me and do the same. When I come to the outskirts of the camp, do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpets around the whole camp and shout for the Lord and for Gideon." So Gideon and the 100 who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch. When they had just set the watch, they blew their trumpets and smashed the jars and they were in their hands. So the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the jars, holding it in their left hands, the torches, and in their right hands, the trumpets to blow. And they cried, "A sword for the Lord, and a sword for Gideon." Every man stood in his place all around the camp, and all the men of the camp ran. They cried out and fled when they blew the 300 trumpets. The Lord set every man's sword against his fellow and against all the army and the army of Zerah as far as the border of Abel-Meholah. So I tell you, Gideon prevailed. Why? Because the Lord was with him. Whose battle was it? It was the Lord's battle. Can I tell you that the battle you're fighting is not your battle? It is the Lord's battle. It is the Lord's battle, and He will give you the power to win the battle every single day. It is the Lord's battle. It is not my battle. Here we have Gideon, the runt of the litter of his house, destroying the Midianites. Remember what happened. The people started to cry out to God. We need to cry out to God for this country, which is so divided, the country of the United States of America. We need to cry out to God, "Lord, have mercy on us. Send your people. Give us strength. Send your spirit upon us. Let us know how much you love us." We need to bring our country back to a state of unity. And we know that the country is so divided today. So if it's so divided today, we need to intervene by crying out, "Lord, unity. Send people who will bring unity to the United States of America, especially in the cabinet of the president." Oh, we need unity. We need unity. We need unity. The whole country is upset. The whole country is so divided, and we need unity. Cry out for unity in Jesus' name. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior. Gideon felt nothing like a mighty warrior. I want to say this to you. The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior. I want to invite people to the Golden Jubilee Experience of Charismatic Renewal. And the address is crsboston.com. crsboston.com. You may dial 781-333-5308. 781-333-5308. If God can raise Gideon up to defeat the Midianites, he can raise you up to defeat your sinfulness by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. It is always the grace of the living God that does this for us. We cannot do it ourselves. And it's as simple as that. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.